From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other sort of information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Sulianti Saroso Hospital designated referral center of acute hepatitis. Tourism village in Bali elevates $1.45 million revenue in 2020. Now, the news in detail. The Indonesian Ministry of Health has designated the Sulianti Saroso Infectious Diseases Hospital in Jakarta as a referral service facility for patients with mysterious acute hepatitis symptoms. Medical practitioner from the Indonesian Pediatric Society, or IDAI, Hanifah Oswari, affirmed at a virtual press conference on Thursday, the initial protocol for preventing the worsening of symptoms in patients has been prepared by the society for all levels of healthcare facilities. Detailed protocols for health workers handling patients have been conveyed to all professional organizations and hospital management. Next, we have the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy and head of the Tourism and Creative Economy Agency, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, who said at high-level thematic debate on tourism held in the United Nations General Assembly Hall, New York, on Wednesday, as part of the government's effort to build a strong and sustainable tourism sector, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy is focused on advancing tourism recovery through strengthening the role of the community as agents of change in tourism transformation through Tourism Village program.
Our program of Tourism Village integrates local accommodations, attractions, and complementariness under village governance with local wisdom. This program has proven to elevate the livelihood of villages, communities, as it is shown in Penglipuran Tourism Village in Bali, where it generated more than $1.45 million of revenues in 2020 in the midst of pandemic.
According to a press release received by Voice of Indonesia on Thursday, Indonesia, through the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, is also developing sustainable tourism that is environmentally friendly. One of the concrete steps taken is to recycle plastic waste into products such as pillows, sarung, and etc. To better align effort towards best sustainable tourism practices, it is also important for public and private stakeholders to have a unified narrative of what is meant by sustainable tourism and for them to have adequate access to accurate information. The last national news comes from hotel occupancy in East Java that increased during the Eid al-Fitr holiday to reach 75% to 80% on average, especially in tourist area such as Greater Malang. That's according to the Halal Tourism Association or PPHI. The increase occurred due to the easing of travel restrictions by the government, the chair of the East Java PPHI, Muhammad Soleh, said on Thursday. Soleh appealed to hotel and tourist attraction management to follow the COVID-19 health protocols, including implementing the concept of halal or Muslim-friendly tourism. Now we move to the international news. Core consumer prices in Tokyo, considered a leading indicator of Japanese price trends, rose 1.9% in April from a year earlier, marking the fastest annual pace in 7 years, government data showed on Friday. The increase in inflation, driven mostly by food costs and the dissipating effect of past cell phone fee cuts, underscores a common view among economists that Japan will see price rises accelerate to the central bank's 2% target in coming months. Next, we have oil prices dipped at the start of Asian trade on Friday as worries about an economic downturn that could dampen demand for crude vied with concern over new sanctions from the European Union against Russia, including an embargo on crude oil. We continue with the Philippines that posted a $5 billion trade deficit in March, the biggest so far this year. As a rise in import outpaced the increase in export, the statistics agency said on Friday. Import rose 27.7% from a year earlier to $12.2 billion. The last news comes from Asian shares stumbled on Friday while the US dollar and treasury yield rose in a reversal of a day earlier after investors expressed concern that rising interest rates could hurt global economic growth. The market fears that the US Federal Reserve and some other major central banks will have to raise interest rates even more aggressively than planned to combat red-hot inflation, potentially pushing economies into a recession. Listener, next we present you commentary entitled National Security and Foreign Policy Issues in the 2022 Australian Election Campaign.
Today's commentary is on national security and foreign policy issues in the 2022 Australian Election Campaign. Australia will hold a general election on May the 21st. A number of candidates are trying their chance to become Prime Minister in this 2022 election. The three that stood out were Scott Morrison of the Liberal Party, Anthony Albanese of the Labour Party, Adam Brandt of the Australian Green Party. Two hot issues that are often raised in the campaign ahead of the election are national security and foreign policy. Both have had a decisive influence on this election. News of China's security pact with Solomon Islands, one of Australia's Pacific neighbors, has been in the spotlight in the campaign leading up to the election. Its candidate and their supporting parties raised the issue in order to win the sympathy of the voters. Incumbent Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has also taken a tough stance against China over the security pact to garner voters' support. As quoted by 24hours.com.vn. On May the 1st, Morrison announced that if China establishes a base in the Solomon Islands, Australia will consider it a red line. Scott Morrison has indeed shown a strong attitude towards China. However, his rival, the Labour Party led by Anthony Albanese, said the signing of the security pact was evidence of the failure of Australia's foreign policy. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison is accused of failing to stop the deal. Opposition parties see this as a lack of skills in diplomacy in the Pacific, posing a risk to Australia's security. Labour's Foreign Affairs spokeswoman, Penny Wong, warned that China could increase its military presence in the Pacific after signing the security pact. During the April 26 campaign, the Labour Party pledged to increase diplomacy, promote soft power, tackle the challenge of climate change, and provide financial support to Pacific Islands nations, including the Solomon Islands. Richard Maud, Australia's former top diplomat for the Indo-Pacific, said Labour's pledge to reinvest in diplomacy made a significant policy difference. And it is the promise to take these diplomacy steps that has given the Labour Party the lead, according to opinion polls. An opinion poll by the Australian newspaper earlier this month, as quoted from kupang.tribunenews.com on May 2nd, showed the Labour Party was ahead of the Liberal Party by 53 against 47. From the results of this poll, it can be said that the Australian people support diplomatic steps in resolving the issues of the China-Solomon Islands Security Pact. These steps should be taken by countries in the world in resolving conflicts, including Australia. A diplomatic approach should be put forward to resolve problems or different understandings between two or more countries. In fact, there is no win-win solution if they criticize and attack each other openly, or worse still, use power to solve conflicts. Well, that was commentary today.
Well, listener, the program commentary ends the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I, Eddie Ivan, the Director of West of Indonesia, would like to say Happy Eid Mubarak to our listeners all over the world. May these special days bring peace, happiness, and open all the doors of success now and always for us. And let this holy occasion be a remarkable milestone for West of Indonesia and our listeners to be closer in the future. Happy Eid Mubarak. Minal aidin wal faizin. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Thank you.
I'll begin today in history with May 6, 1937, the German Zeppelin airship Hindenburg destroyed in a fire. The Hindenburg airship caught fire just as it was about to dock to the mast of Lakehurst Air Force Station in New Jersey, United States. Based on records, there were 97 people who boarded the airship. This accident left 35 passengers on board and one person on the mainland killed. The cause of the fire of the largest airship ever built at that time, allegedly due to the static electricity sparks that accumulated from shearing with air. The incident also ended the era of airships, which were later replaced by airplanes. The LZ-129 Hindenburg airship was the largest aircraft ever built at that time, and the plane was named after German President Paul von Hindenburg. Turning to May 6, 2003, Indonesian popular comedian Ateng Suripto died. Andreas Leo Ateng Suripto is an Indonesian popular comedian. He was born Kyu Cheng Lee and became very popular through the Quartet Jaya group with Edi Sud, Iskak, and Bing Slamet in the 1960s until 1980s. He also starred in several films. Ateng died on May 6, 2003 of sickness, and his body was cremated at Nirvana Crematorium Cilincing North Jakarta. I'll conclude today in history with May 6, 2007. Nicolas Paul Stephane Sarkozy elected as the 23rd president of the French Republic. Nicolas Sarkozy from the Union of Popular Movements Party succeeded in becoming the president of France through a general election which took place on May 6, 2007 after defeating Ségolène Royal from the Socialist Party. The man of Hungarian descent became the 6th president of France, replacing Jacques Chirac, who had served for 12 years. Well, that was today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
membasah kau usah pelukku nyaman di pelukmu oh sayangku ku butuh kau. Kita kan bersama, tak ada bosan-bosannya. Dulu, kini, hingga nanti, sampai kita tua.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
State-owned enterprise Minister Erick Thohir said the ministry was considering relocating the logistic crossing points at Merak Seaport to other points. To the press on Wednesday, Erick Thohir said the ministry was discussing the matter with the national police and regional government. Erick Thohir explained the goal of moving the points was to improve services for the people, mainly those who are or will be joining the Idul Fitri 2022 return flow. He said the infrastructure development by President Joko Widodo had resulted in economic growth that also brought significant increase in logistic crossing growth in Indonesia. He was referring to the logistic crossing service, which currently grew up to 116%, along with a 27% increase in car crossing. According to the minister, this development showed people's improving economy and nation's recovery from the COVID-19 in Indonesia. Various improvements became a consideration for the state-owned enterprises ministry to recalculate and relocate logistic crossing points at Merak Seaport. At the same occasion, Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi wish the logistic could be focused at Panjang Seaport and not crossing via the Bakahuni Seaport. This will relieve Bakahuni Seaport burden and the crossing can be smoother.
Bila suasana di hatimu membuat resah tak menentu, katakanlah oh kasih, bukalah hatimu, janganlah kau ragu.
Mendekatlah padaku, letakkan tanganmu di dadaku, rasakanlah oh kasih, getaran cinta yang ada di hatiku.
Semua itu karena dirimu, semua untukmu, tulusnya cinta yang ada di hatiku selama ini hanyalah untukmu. Letakkan tanganmu di dadaku,
rasakanlah oh kasih, getaran cinta yang ada di hatiku.
Semua itu karena dirimu, semua untukmu, tulusnya cinta yang ada di hatiku selama ini hanyalah untukmu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar.
Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Jaje Tujak Culinary. There are a lot of typical dishes of Idul Fitri in every region across Indonesia. Take for instance, in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, the Lok people usually serve Jaje Tujak Culinary on Idul Fitri Day. In Lombok traditional language, the meaning of the word jaje is snack and tujak is pounded. So the name jaje tujak means a snack which is made by pounding. The process of making it is quite difficult because it takes a long time. The processing of ingredients to make jaje tujak is done 3 days before Idul Fitri Day. Jaje tujak is made from glutinous rice. The process of making it starts from cooking the sticky rice until it is well cooked. Afterwards, it is mixed with grated coconut and pounded until it is sticky or it is blended between the sticky rice and grated coconut. Traditionally, it must be pounded by the two people. One person is pounding and another person is holding a container of sticky rice being pounded. After being mixed together, jaje tujak is formed into rounds or squares and it is stored in a cool place so that it doesn't harden easily. Before eating it, jaje tujak is cut like a cube about 3 cm and then eaten with tapai or local language called poteng. If the jaje tujak is not finished during Idul Fitri, then people usually cut it lengthwise and thin by using a tool called a pejangke. Pejangke is made of bamboo with a length of 40 times 5 centimeters. Jaje tujak is dried in the sun until it is dry, so it can be stored for months. If you want to eat it, the dried jaje tujak can be toasted or fried, and it is best eaten while drinking coffee. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Berjalan di gelap malam, langkahku pun tertati, telah membeku hatiku ini, rasanya kau takkan tahu. Untuk sejenak ini ku akhiri, namun rasa cinta tak ingin berlalu. Cuma kamu yang mampu sembuhkan hati yang terluka. Aku yang terluka karena kamu. Ku berharap kau sadari betapa sakitnya aku karena kamu, karena kamu cinta matiku. Bagaimanakah kisah cinta kita? Terasa sedih, ingin ku tangisi.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Seleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Miss Seleni for today highlights Indonesian student wins Tafiz Quran in Egypt. Listeners, Indonesian student at Al-Azhar University in Cairo, Egypt, Yeli Putriani from West Sumatra, won the first position at Al-Quran Memorizing Competition or Tahfiz Quran after defeating 70 participants from many countries such as Thailand, Egypt, Nigeria, and many others. She won first in the women's category on April 28, 2022. This tahfiz was for a quarter of the Quran category or 7.5 juz. Yeli said that she was happy because she could contribute the best for her hometown and country. According to her, the competition at Salih Jafari Mosque's Quran House in Cairo, Egypt, is held every year. The competition was so difficult because the participants were coming from many countries, including from the house Egypt. By being the first winner, Yeli was awarded with a grid-sized Tahajjud Musaf certificate and 500 Egyptian pounds. Currently, Yeli is studying Lughah Arabiyah or Arabic Literature at Al-Azhar University's Dirasat Islamiyah Faculty. She has mastered the level 3 Arabic on Tahdid Mustawa test, a basic Arabic language skills test held by Islam and Arabic Language Study Center Institute in Jakarta. That's Miss Seleni.
Jadi semalam aku tak mampu tuk lupakan kamu, membuat diri ini duadu di mabuk kepayang.
Cantik, kau cantik tiada dua, menarik waktu terhipnotis kamu, membuat raga ini duadu dulu hati ini.
Kau memang semua tuh tertuju padamu seorang. Kau begitu lucu, tersipu, malu.
Karena takut padamu. La 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 la, aku jatuh cinta. La 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 la, padamu. La 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 la, yang aku ingin kamu jadi.
Datang menghampiriku, berangan-angan kamu tempat duduk sampingku, pegang erat dan tak akan ku melepasmu. Hanya ada dalam hatiku.
Kau begitu lucu, tersipu, malu. Kau takut padamu. La 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 la, aku jatuh.
saat ku jatuh hati. Maybe feels like berhati-hati. Want to make it right to get your heart. Want to get your right. Hiba masa, hey girl, aku inginkan kamu. Hey girl, kau di dalam panganku. Hey girl, aku inginkan kamu. Hey girl, let me sing this song for you. Pandang pertama kau curi mataku. Kedua kau kunci hatiku. Pandang-pandangan kamu dengan diriku. Lugu, lucu, lulu kepada
kau beriku lucu.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present an original song from West Nusa Tenggara, entitled Kadal Nonga, to be sung by Kua Etnika. This song tells about a princess of Selaparang Kingdom on the island of Lombok. She doesn't want to hear the words of her elder brother, who is a prince. So she gets punished for her mistakes. Her mother, the empress, who feels sorry, tries to advise her daughter by singing a kadal nonga or lizard, which raises its head up like the princess who is arrogant on the throne that she has. Thus, the princess does not want to listen to the words of the people around her, including her elder brother. Finally, the princess is not liked by her people due to her arrogance. Here is the original song from West Nusa Tenggara entitled Kadal Nonga, sung by Kua Etnika.
Thank you. From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Now we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.